Okay, we can take a couple of calls here before before we break. Here is Gary Busey is calling us.
Yeah, we've got Busey. Mine too.
Gary Busey is with us.
Is this Nick the Jelly Hawk?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, this is Gary Busey. Listen, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, what's up?
Now, I turned on my radio. I heard you on, and I remember you from back when we used to hang out a long time ago.
Yeah.
I remember you very clearly. Those images stand out in my mind. And I realized that you were the man who had made such an impression on me a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not realize that you had a radio show.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something, Nick. First of all, as you know, I am like an eagle. And I don't fly into the storm. I fly above it.
Right.
But here's what you are to me. Now, as you know, when the eagle sees its prey, it swoops down and makes a noise like, "Caw, caw!" Okay.
Right.
Now, it swoops down, and you were like the rat. And I am like the eagle, and I am swooping down to catch my delicious prey.
Ah.
And that is what is occurring right now.
Wow.
And I don't want you to be scared by that, Nick, because that's the law of nature.
Okay.
That is the law of nature. Now, I called up to give you some movie reviews.
Okay.
Because I love film.
Okay.
Now, first of all, I saw a movie called Serenity.
Yeah.
Which I found to be brilliant. Let me explain to you why.
Okay.
First of all, many people don't know this, but Joss Whedon is actually a medicine man.
Okay.
And it's filled with many references to the medicine man culture.
Right.
The word serenity actually is a revitalizing drink made with mango nectar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the movie is peppered with references like that.
With mango nectar references.
Well, references to being a medicine man. Come on, keep up here.
All right.
I'm not going that fast, am I?
No.
Now listen, Nick.
I got about Gary, we got about 40 seconds if you can wrap
it up. I just want to say something real quick. Reavers actually are real. They come from Thailand. So it's another interesting thing. Joss is very smart. Now, the other movie I saw was History of Violence.
Right.
And I found that to be brilliant. First of all, I noticed the word Broham in the movie. And that must have had a special significance to you, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yes, I couldn't help but pick that up.
He actually says Broheme, but it's close enough. Yeah.
Well, it is pretty close.
Yeah.
I think that's just his accent.
Right.
Isn't he from Brooklyn?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Now, it doesn't have the quantity of violence that Under Siege has, but
right.
The quality of violence is really what's important. I always say quality over quantity.
Right.
And I also say if you must kill a man, kill him with your bare hands.
Yeah.
You know, Steven Seagal, he actually killed 3 stunt people on that movie.
Wow.
You may not know that, but it's true.
I didn't know that. Well,
so
Gary, I got to run.
I would give both of those movies 4 stars.
Well,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary.
I'm going to enjoy my mango nectar and listen to your show.
Thank you, Gary.
Stay cool.
Okay, bye.
It's like running naked through a cornfield backwards at midnight.
I got nothing to say.